Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And on occasion, for you listeners who tune into our Word Made Flesh radio ministry on a regular basis may recall that on occasion we like to take a little break from our typical format and spend a little time with one of our guests. And so on this Sunday morning issue edition of Word Made Flesh, we're blessed to have with us Claudia, who's a guest at our Women and Children's Center. So good morning, Claudia.
Good morning.
Claudia, what I like to do during these, I guess you can call them interviews, but this one-on-one conversation is just kind of get a little, help our listening audience understand you a little better. Can you take a few minutes and just share, you know, what life was like for you prior to coming to Neighbors of Hope's Women and Children's Center?
I thought it was going pretty well.
You thought it was?
I thought it was.
Right, yeah.
You just, you know, deal with life as it comes, and then COVID came. I was displaced due to COVID.
You like your housing situation? Is that what you mean?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Because I am the only income. I am a single parent, and ended up having to take time off of work, not because I had been sick with COVID, but because everybody got so scared when you didn't feel good one day, it was, oh, you got to go get tested and da-da-da-da.
Right, right.
And so I ended up taking an extended time off of work, which, with being the only income, hurt me badly.
I bet.
Could not pay rent, didn't have anywhere to go, didn't really know what I was going to do. Was looking for help, couldn't find it, and prayed to God. And his calmness came over me, and I just got my answer. Of course, I thought, which was to come to Michigan from Texas. And, of course, my plan, always different than his, I'm sure. All of us know how that is.
Yeah.
So I had planned on only being here for, about a month, and, hey, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to get back on my feet, and everything's good.
Now, did you have any connections with Michigan? I mean,
I did. I was born and raised in Michigan, spent most of my life here.
Yeah.
And after the passing of my husband, had moved to this area of Michigan. And found it was a very good place for healing.
Yeah. So you're kind of, it's kind of like a homecoming for you.
It's like a homecoming, yes. So I was like, I'm going to visit some friends and everything is going to be good. And then COVID hit again. And I didn't know where I was going to be. So I got in contact with my pastor at the time and said, just pray for me, because after tonight, I don't have a roof over my head for real. And he got back with me and he says, yep, gonna do that. No problem. But here, get in contact with this person. Swallow your pride. It's gonna be great. Of course, I'm reading this text and I'm kind of chuckling because I can so see my pastor telling me this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't his voice that I heard in my ear.
Mm.
It was God's. So, of course, I'm chuckling because, yep. being stubborn like a human, you know, that we tend to be like. I said, okay, let's do this. So I got in contact with Cass, at the Neighbors of Hope Women and Children's Ministry, and came here, and it's been awesome.
Good.
Scary at first because you don't know what to expect.
People, yeah.
You know, you hear the word shelter and you panic.
Which you may have realized since your time with us, we're pretty intentional that we tend to think more along. You know, it's a period of transition, right? And it's a housing program, so we use language like transitional housing to try and ease some of that, because it's actually more applicable to what circumstances and situations are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of transitioning, as opposed to thinking that, because there's all kinds of stereotypes that comes with that language. So,
I
can imagine, your apprehension at first.
Definitely.
So since you've been here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that experience been like? You overcome some of the apprehension and anxieties there, and now you're met between our house moms and Cass, who's our director. There are some special people, and I know we've had other guests here too. How have things gone for you?
Definitely. Things are going really well. Being here with the house moms and Cass, they've treated me like a person, given me hope, given me a safe place to heal and grow, learn and grow, and to get back up on my feet.
Mm.
Not just for myself, but for other women who have been here. I consider them angels on earth.
Mm.
They give you a chance. They don't doubt you. They have rules in place and chores that you have to do. And it's not too much to ask. Because if you were on your own, you'd have to do all of it and more.
I was just gonna say the same thing.
They treat everybody as an individual, as the person that they are. They meet you in your hurt, and they help you see a different way, a different perspective on your situation and how you can, when you leave here, be the healthier person that you want to be, what the goal is for when you do leave.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that very much. So here at Neighbors of Hope, when it comes to our entire team, and I feel encouraged to know that the team is following through, because one of the core values we have at Neighbors of Hope is, how do we come alongside our neighbors in need and help elevate their dignity, right? And seeing each other as human beings, despite circumstances, is one of the key ways that we do that. Have you found your time here? Oftentimes, when we talk to a lot of our guests, they say, it's kind of like I've developed a new family. Does the word family kind of resonate
definitely.
With you at all?
Definitely, friends and family. The goal is to leave here and live my life in a healthier way. But it's a bittersweet leaving, because I'm excited for the future, but it'll be sad to leave this family that I've found behind.
Yeah. Well, the same the same spirit that brought you here, I'm sure you've encountered while you've been here, that in itself ought to empower you and give you hope, because it's the same spirit that will accompany you when you depart.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, that's right. That's the core component that's brought all this together. So you're alluding to you know, when you leave here, and you know, we're real excited that you've done such a good job while you've been here. Yeah, that departure isn't too far off for you now, is it? You've got some plans for what moves on next. How's your future looking?
Well, my future is going to be back in Texas, closer to my daughter and my granddaughter.
Speaking of family, right?
Speaking of family. I know I can be anywhere in the world and still see my my blood family. But going back to Texas, it'll be just that much easier. They live in a different area of Texas than I will be, but they'll be closer to me and vice versa. And so I'm excited for that. I'm excited due to the learning that I have done while I've been here to go out in the world again, a healthier me.
Yeah. We mentioned since your time here, I mean, you talk about what we call household assignments, the chores and the spiritual formation and things like that. But you've also, you've been working. Right? Yes. You've secured employment since you've been here, and that in itself helps elevate dignity too. Would you agree? The sense of purposefulness, self-sufficiency, which then prepares you. So when you get to Texas, you can kind of carry that on.
Right? Oh, definitely.
You know, things like that.
Definitely.
Good. I can throw this out there. When you get to Texas, I mean, there might be opportunities to volunteer at a facility similar to this. You know, and you might be able to become a mentor of some sort.
Well, I'm definitely wanting to look into that. I'm not aware of any facilities like this one in that area. But I would definitely like to see if there are, and if they're not, maybe.
Well, that'll be another episode we'll talk about. How's that?
You never know.
So we have just a couple minutes left on this episode of Word Made Flesh, Claudius. Oftentimes, I like to close these little conversations out with asking our guests if there's a. I know we all have more than one. But is there a particular scripture you'd like to share with our listening audience, and maybe how that's, why that's important to you?
Okay. So, definitely have more than one, but the first one that always comes to mind is Ecclesiastes 3. It's a season of change, a season of growth, a time for everything.
Yeah.
And it brings it down to it's the small things, and no matter what you're going through, good, bad, indifferent, there's a time and a place for all of it, and there's a good purpose for why you are going through it.
That's pretty powerful. Yeah, good. Well, Claudia, it's always been a pleasure conversing with you. I know when I stop in at the Women and Children's Center, we consider ourselves blessed to have befriended you, and you have our wholehearted prayers and well wishes as you move on to the next season, right, of your journey with God. So thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, our social enterprises, Blessings and More Resale Store, Woven Hope and Recycling Center, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.